Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The bad news. Here in the richest country on earth, almost 50 million Americans, 1 in 6, suffer in poverty. They go hungry, have no shelter, need basic medical care. The good news, 5 in 6 of us are not in poverty. You can help today. Please go online right now to help with this injustice at takingittothestreets.net. 100% of your donation will reach your neighbor in need. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Go to takingittothestreets.net.
District residents, act now, and you can get discounted rates and shave hundreds of dollars off your utility bills. Utility discount programs are offered by Pepco, Washington Gas, Verizon, and DC Water. Find out if you qualify. Call 311 today. Qualified residents will get an appointment date with the District Department of the Environment's Energy Office to apply for the utility discount programs. To apply for the telephone discount lifeline service, call 800-253-0846. For complete program details, visit ddoe.dc.gov.
For the best in soul food, it's Levi's Barbecue, featuring their lunch specials Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Salisbury steak, liver and onions, meatloaf, chicken, and filet of fish. And you can choose any lunch special you like. Generous portions to satisfy the heartiest appetite. When you think of soul food, think Levi's Barbecue, located at 6201 Livingston Road in Oxon Hill. For more information, call 301-567-0050 or log on to levisbbq.com.
Are you looking for a red hot DJ that plays all of your favorite dance tunes? Well, look no further than Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B, where it's all about you. Professional services for birthday celebrations, anniversaries, family reunions, private parties, wedding receptions, over 40,000 songs are available. Mr. High's Oldies and Classic R&B. Call 301-520-8223 or send him an email at mrhigh222@aol.com.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Good morning. Good morning. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live throughout the world on Radio 1 Station 1450 AM, WOL, WOLDCNews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. We have a continuation of a few programs that I'm going to do about money. This is going to be a really good program. because we have Mr. LeCount R. Davis with us today, and he's truly an expert with a tremendous amount of experience. He's going to share that experience with you, my listeners, today. So stay tuned and listen up. This program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trusts, power of attorneys, and advanced medical directives. So if you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance preparing or administering an estate, give me a call at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. I also do presentations for churches and organizations and groups of people who want to know about this subject. So you can give me a call to do that as well. And again, that's 202-772-1988. Each week you hear me say, law is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, and what you do know can empower you. Well, the same thing can be said for money. Money is powerful. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know about money can really hurt you, but what you do know about money empowers you. So each week, this program, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell, seeks to empower you by bringing you professionals in the field to enlighten you. This is part of a series I'm doing on money. So remember, though, however, I have to say I'm still a lawyer. Whatever you hear on this program is for information purposes only. No attorney-client relationship is established by anything said on this program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need advice. And that's true with law, and it's also true with money. All of our programs are archived on lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program, go to lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com, and the programs are posted there by my webmaster, Earl Hooks. My executive producer is back with us today, and she's standing by, ready to receive your calls. Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Tweet us at LawTalkEM or like us on Facebook at Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. So let's get started. My guest today, Mr. LeCount R. Davis Sr., has a bachelor's and master's degree in accounting from Southeastern University. He also earned the CFP, or Certified Financial Planning designation, which is granted by the College for Financial Planning in Denver, Colorado, becoming the first African-American so designated. He is a certificant of the Certified Planner Board of Standards. He's had additional training and extensive experience in accounting, tax planning, and financial management and investment consulting. For years, he was a senior consultant with a Washington, D.C. CPA firm, Kings and Reynolds. He also served as Assistant Director of Finance for the American Institute for Free Labor Development, an international labor organization concentrating in the Caribbean and most of countries in South America. Mr. Davis has appeared as a financial expert on many television programs and many, many programs discussing financial planning and financial advisory issues. In 1970, Mr. Davis established his own consulting firm, specializing in tax planning, small business management, financial planning, financial management, investment consulting. His personal client portfolio includes national organizations, labor unions, pension funds, individuals, small businesses, religious organizations, investment clubs, and other entities. He served as a lecturer in accounting at Howard University and in financial management in Howard School of Continuing Education. Some of you may remember Mr. Davis from his television program, Common Sense, and that's CENTS, which he hosted for 6 years over what used to be called WHMM, whose call letters are now WHUT. For 6 years also, he published a quarterly financial education newsletter that was entitled Finance and the African American Family. Mr. Davis serves as director of the Family Financial Lifestyle Ministry at his church, Mount Calvary Baptist Church of Rockville, Maryland, which reaches out to and teaches individuals, families, and children. Many of his honors include being chosen as one of the nation's best certified financial planners by Money Magazine in 1985. He is an enrolled Internal Revenue Service agent. He's past president and board member of the National Capital Chapter of the International Association of Financial Planning, now known as the Financial Planning Association. He is the founder, chairman emeritus, and board member of the Association of African American Financial Advisors. He's a recipient of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority 2000 Community Service and Award for Blazing New Trails in Economics, and recipient of the Financial Planning Association of the National Capital Area's 2008 Lifetime Achievement Award. Welcome and thank you, Mr. Davis, for joining Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell.
Thank you.
I am so pleased to have you with us today. Thank you very much.
Pleasure's all mine.
Ah, yes, yes. So let's get right to giving advice to my listeners about how to manage their money, because you have a lot of experience. In 2008, you wrote an article for Ebony Magazine called The Psychology of Spending, Saving, and Investing. And in that article, you recommended four major steps everyone should take. Find out where you are, set your goals with time frames, assess your situation realistically, make a written plan, and stick to it. Let's start with find out where you are. How do you tell people or guide people to start this process?
Well, financial planning is a journey, and I look at financial planning as the GPS in your financial journey.
Okay.
You assess where you are right now, decide where you want to go, and it will tell you how to get there.
Okay.
You may have some bumps in the road on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when your GPS system tells you to reroute yourself and go another way.
Okay.
That's what financial planning is all about.
That's what it's about. And this really works, right?
Oh, yes, it does work.
It does work. Okay.
It's the only way to go, to tell the truth. If you're serious about financial planning and improving your financial status, and making progress both in saving and investing, then the financial plan is very, very, very important.
Okay. And I want my listeners to call in. So the number is 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. So, LeCount, tell us first about how do you find out where you are? What does that entail? What is that about?
Well, the first thing you need to do is that you need to do a budget to find out where you are. And a lot of my clients do not like the word budget, so I use spending plan instead of a budget.
Okay.
You need to find out where you are right now. And to do that, you need to prepare a budget and divide that budget into segments.
Okay, but let's start with really the beginning. And I think in the article you started with list what your income is.
That's part of the budget.
Right.
You list what your income is and then divide your expenses into two segments.
Uh-huh.
One is the basic lifestyle expenses. Those are must expenses.
Some example of must expenses.
Housing,
mm-hmm.
food,
mm-hmm.
clothing, not to overdo the clothing, but clothing,
mm-hmm.
medical and dental.
Mm-hmm.
And transportation are some of the items in the a must.
Okay.
There are some, especially in my dealing with churches, they also put in the contributions to the church as a must, but that's a personal matter.
That's a personal matter, right. Let's go back to income, though, before we go to discretionary. When you say income, are you talking about net income? Because I know even I sometimes hear people say, well, I make $100,000 a year, or I, you know, people say what their salary is, and then they just divide that salary by 12. Is that what you're talking about? Please clarify that for us.
That's not the way to go about it, because you don't have access to your gross income. There are too many things that are taken out of your salary if you're a salaried employee.
Okay.
And that you don't have access to it, so therefore you can't plan on what you don't have.
Okay, so you have to look at your actual net pay that you get every week or every month or biweekly. Is that where you start with your income?
That's where you start if you're a salaried employee.
Okay. And if you have, like, other businesses on the side, like a lot of people do all kinds of little things that I hear about. They drive taxi, they do Uber, they bake cakes, they have other kinds of income sources. How do you recommend that they factor those sources of income in their financial planning?
It becomes a little bit more difficult, but keep in mind that you always have to pay taxes.
Okay.
And if you're self-employed, you have to worry about not only income tax, but self-employment taxes. So all these deductions come out of the gross income that comes into your business.
So even the businesses that are on the side, like Uber, like, you know, baking a cake, or like doing hair, and all these other things, how people make extra money, what's a good percentage to deduct from those sources of income to at least put aside to pay your taxes? What would you recommend?
Well, it's difficult to put an exact or absolute amount to it, because it's according to what tax bracket you're in.
I see.
And some people are in a higher tax bracket than others.
Uh-huh.
But for most of my clients, they are usually in the 20 to 25% of federal income tax bracket.
Okay.
I don't want to get too technical, but
okay.
The most important is not the bracket that you're in, but it's the effective tax rate. And you can only determine that after you do your tax return.
I see.
Year, and you look at what your effective tax rate is.
I see. And that's something your accountant should be able to tell you.
Oh, your accountant would tell you that. And whoever prepared your last year's tax return can tell you what your effective tax rate is.
Okay. So when we come back, I want to continue with the plan, how to create the plan. We have to take a break right now, but thank you very much. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
It's now open, St. John's Kitchen, 5315 East Capitol Street, Southeast. It's soul food cooking at its best. Stop by today and get some liver and onions, pig feet, fish, meatloaf, chitlins, mac and cheese, collard greens, and so much more. And they're open for breakfast, too, with salmon cakes, scrapple, and pancakes, and you have to get a slice of that sweet potato pie. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., St. John's Kitchen, soul food at its finest. 202-575-2826.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2121 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2121.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active, but lately you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that.
But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. Play at the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. We have with us Mr. LeCount R. Davis, Sr. You have an expert here, listeners, so if you have questions about financial planning, this is the time to call. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. LeCount, you were telling us about first listing your income, make sure it's net. And even if you are a business person on the side or in addition to your salary, make sure you take out enough to pay your taxes. And then you went to telling us about must-spend expenses. Now tell us about the next level that you recommend. I think you call them want versus need expenses.
Those are discretionary expenses. And discretionary expenses are what you really want to do, not what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are entertainment, vacations,
mm-hmm.
charitable giving,
mm-hmm.
and various types of grooming, like hair salons and your nails. And
you mean you don't have to get your nails done?
Yeah, well, you do.
I know some ladies that's a must expense.
I agree with that. I think my wife would agree with that, too.
Yeah. Yep, I know Jewel. Yes, she would.
But those are the discretionary expenses. So when things get tight, you look tight financially.
Okay.
You look at those and say, well, can I cut back? Or do I have
okay.
to go every week or every 2 weeks or every day?
Uh-huh.
You can cut back on those.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you do have some discretion as to how you manipulate the amount of money you're spending in the discretionary area.
Okay. Now, you've got your income, you got your expenses. Tell us specifically, how do you set goals and time frames? What do you mean when you tell people to do that? Because I think that's critical, and that's where a lot of people kind of get lost at a little bit.
Therefore, we go back to our GPS system on our financial journey.
Okay.
Is that you got to know where you want to go. We got a saying in finance that if you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there.
True.
And if you know where you're going to go, you can chart the journey, you can chart the mileage, you can chart the time it's going to take you to go there, which is called a time horizon.
Okay.
But you
okay.
have to want to do something or have a goal that you're shooting for. Some
okay.
goals are short-term, some goals are long-term.
Uh-huh.
And some of the goals are like paying for your children's education is one thing.
Okay.
It may be a short-term thing for you to decide, I want to go on a trip. A voyage, a Mediterranean cruise or something like that, which may be short term.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It could be retirement, which may be long term.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those are goals that you shoot for.
Okay.
And that tells you what type of journey that you're going to have to undertake or that you're going to take. And that'll tell you what you need to do to get there.
Okay. Now, suppose, like I was at lunch yesterday with some people, and we got to talking about different types of ways of spending money. And one of them mentioned about creating streams of income, like rental properties and so forth like that. How do you say to yourself, okay, I make this amount, but in 10 or 15 years, this is the kind of life I want to live? Can you give us some guidance on how specific do you need to be, and how do you go and find out what does it cost to do these different things?
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd do, I would get me a qualified financial planner or financial advisor.
So that's something that you all do, because that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. What does a financial planner do for you? Why should people go to a financial planner?
To help them chart, determine what their goals are.
Okay.
And to chart procedures as to how to reach those goals. And I'll give you the technical details on that.
Okay.
Later. But and also help you implement the recommendations that come out of the financial plan.
Okay.
And then to monitor what you're doing along the way so that if adjustments need to be made, you can make those adjustments with your financial advisor.
Okay. And that's important for people to understand, because a lot of people do not really know what a financial advisor does. That's what a financial planner should do. We're listening to Mr. LeCount R. Davis, Sr., CFP. His company's name is LRD Management Group. His phone number is 301-983-2435. And his email is LeCountRDavis@comcast.net. So tell me more.
One thing, I'm practicing as LeCount R. Davis, CFP.
Oh, all right. Okay. And CFP means Certified Financial Planner.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you also said something. LeCount was kind enough to share the Ebony article that he wrote with me. And I really liked the saying. Do you remember what you said here where watch your actions? Can
yes.
you share that with my audience, please?
Yes. That was given to me by my physician, my personal physician. And it was very important to me, although I try to live that way anyway. But it says that watch your actions. They become your habits. Watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
I think that's really profound.
It really is.
Yeah.
When you break it down, see, we are, and especially my people, and I'm
mm-hmm.
African-American,
mm-hmm.
and we are just a product of our background, our exposure, our family. We unconsciously developed certain things in our childhood that's passed down from generation to generation. And that's what we do. Now, go back to our families, a lot of people in our families, they didn't know how to handle money either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet still, there's some of them that made very little money.
But they did very well.
They did very well. I
mm-hmm.
mean, they used what my mother called common sense.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
That's why my TV program was called Common Sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how much they did with a very little amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to understand that you have to talk to some of your young people I'm speaking to right now. It could be for everybody, but you got to speak to those who have already traveled that journey and find out what they did
yeah.
and how they did it. And just sit down and, you know, well, we used to do that in the earlier years of our life. We used to sit down and talk to them, and they would tell us what's
mm-hmm.
necessary and what to do and what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you make a dollar, you don't spend a dollar. You know, you
mm-hmm.
make a dollar, you put 10 cents or 15 cents or 20 cents away. That's when you're a little kid or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we take that and multiply it, you know, to the dollars that we're now making, because we're now, some of us are making a lot of money.
Yeah, so you remember the piggy banks? You remember piggy banks?
But
I don't even see piggy
anything,
banks
so.
Anymore. Yeah.
We don't retain anything.
Yeah.
The statistics show that we have a $1 trillion economy. I'm talking about African Americans have over a $1 trillion economy. But most of us don't even have $1,000 in savings.
Well, some of us do.
I say most of us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because we don't believe in saving and we don't believe in investing.
Yeah.
For the future.
But a lot, those who do, do well. They do well. They could always do better, but we could, they do well. They really do.
I have some clients, but I don't want, one of the myths in financial planning is that you have to be rich to take advantage of financial planning, and that's a myth.
Why is that?
Because you don't. You can start wherever you are.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we do with our family financial literacy ministry at my church, is that we try to tell the people they stay away from seminars, they stay away from programs like the one we're listening to now, your program, because they don't feel that they are qualified. They don't feel like they're in the category to let's say, benefit from what you have to say and what you have to do. But you gotta
you're saying everybody is what you're saying.
Everybody is.
Okay. So listeners out there, you hear that, okay? Call in. This is a good time to call in, 1-800-450-7876. So you're saying that even if you're broke, even if you are underwater, even if you don't see how you're going to make it, that's a good time to go to a seminar or go to a financial planner, and they can help you.
Oh, yes. Again, but and we'll get to how you can get to that, to the point of retaining a financial planner, because sometimes you can't afford the fees of certain financial advisors. But we'll talk about that before we get off the air.
Okay. Yeah, I want you to talk about that. I do. Now,
because it's that you need to get to that point of starting the journey of a thousand miles begin with the first step.
First step, right.
And you got to take the first step. And the first step is to your New Year's resolution should always start with, I want to end the year in a better financial position than I started the year with.
Okay. And we can start in April, whenever. We can start right now.
Whenever.
Yes.
And you want to, by the end of the year, you want to make sure that you are better off than you were when you first started.
Okay.
Because you may, right now, you may be over your head, up to your neck in debt with credit cards and any type of other obligation you have. Your home may be what they call underwater. You have more debt, mortgage than you have value in your house, and equity in your house. But
you can start there. That's where you start.
You start right there. So how do I get out of that?
Right, right.
Okay. For sure you have to have some income coming in some kind of way. It's just how you
find a way. It's how you deal with it. Right.
Yes.
Okay, we've got to take another break, but when we come back, we'll get more specific. Okay? Thank you very much, LeCount. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, and son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke, and you could save
your friend, your best friend, teacher, boss, coach.
F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficulty, T, time to call 911, F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time. That's F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficulty, T, time to call 911. The sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in the recovery of
your neighbor, the waiter, a fellow shopper, a total stranger, grandmother, grandfather.
So learn FAST, the sudden signs of a stroke, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague, teammate, mother.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. We are having a program about money. And we have as our guest the esteemed Mr. LeCount R. Davis, Sr., certified financial planner. And he's talking to us about how to plan and reach your goals financially. So, LeCount, continue with your advice to people about why do you say they need to have a plan? What are your tips before making spending decisions, you know, what kind of behavior in terms of financial decisions and actions are important. Talk to me about that, please, and to my audience.
Now we can get to some specifics.
Yes.
And when it comes to the plan, which gives you, again, the roadmap on your financial journey,
yes.
You have to decide... First, you have to make realistic plans, and I could go on and on about plans that are unrealistic, but once you do that, then you have to follow those plans, and you got to, your financial plan will give you recommendations as to how you reach your goals.
Okay.
And it could tell you how much to put away, how much money you're going to need for retirement,
but
it could tell you how you're going to deal with the student debt that you're piling up, and you, as a lawyer, you know about the parents who co-signed for.
Oh, Lord, have mercy! Yeah,
so you could do that show all by yourself.
Oh yeah. In fact, last week when we had Rodney Brooks on, he talked about retirement, and one of the issues when you remarry after 60 is one of the questions I had never thought about is ask your intended spouse, did they co-sign for their children's debt? I was like, oh, my God, I never thought about that before.
Then you have other situations such as divorce.
Yeah.
Situations that you have to deal with, and you got to talk with your spouse or the significant other about, do you have the same kind of dreams and goals in mind? If you're traveling, you're going on one route, and your significant other or your spouse is has plans for another journey, trip, then you're going to have conflicts right away.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're not compatible, if your goals are not compatible, you're not going to, it's going to be very difficult for you to make it. I could never say you can never do it, but it'd be very difficult for you to make it. So the financial plan allows you to sit down and talk directly to the planner with the client.
And
using financial planner and financial advisor as the same person.
Okay.
And you
yes.
determine what their, from just talking to them, you determine what their, let's say, their risk tolerance is. I mean, some people are risk takers, so when it comes to the investment part of the financial plan, which is only part of the financial plan, then you know how much risk they're going to have to take in order to make the kind of money necessary to reach their goals.
Okay.
And because everybody can't do that. I mean, it's very difficult to determine that. They'll say one thing. They'll say they're open to do almost anything. We'll invest in anything. We're comfortable with the marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And when the market goes down, like Friday, when it goes down, they panic.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
tells you that their risk tolerance is not as great as they think it is. And now they're deciding what you have to go back and readjust everything based on the fact that you didn't determine what their risk tolerance was in the first place.
I see. And that's something your financial advisor can help you with.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. You sound like you're talking from experience there.
Talking from experience.
Yes.
I'm talking with my clients.
Yes, yes.
I remember 2008, 2009, it yesterday, when we had the worst market that you could possibly have in the last three or four decades. And people who thought that they felt comfortable doing everything because the market looked like it was only going up. When I say the market, I'm talking about the stock market. And everything was going up and nothing could go down. You could throw anything up against the wall and it would stick. But it's when it happened and it fell almost 37%, the market, the value, then people start panicking, and that's when they start doing the wrong thing. They start selling everything and getting out while they got something left. And that's the wrong time to do it.
And say that's the wrong time to do it.
And what should guide you as to when to come and go, as far as the market is concerned, would be what your time horizon is. Suppose you were saving for retirement. And you were 10 years away from retirement. Let's say you were in your 50s or 55 or whatever the age may be that you want to retire. You're looking long-term. You know, investment is long-term. It's not short-term. So what happened at that particular time, you take it into you put it into your head computer, but you don't make you don't take those knee-jerk actions that people do because you still got 5, 6, 10 years left to reach your goals according to your time horizon.
I see.
And what happened by 2010? All the losses that happened in 2008, 2009, they were all recovered in 18 months or 2 years.
I see.
And then you're saying, I wish I had stayed in.
Yeah. And that's when you need an advisor to tell you and to hold your hand through it, I guess.
That's what you need. That's what you need to do.
Experienced advisor also,
you
I would
have
say.
That. I know we're going to talk about it if we have a few minutes, talk about choosing a financial advisor.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a scary situation there for lay people, certainly. And maybe we should go to that, LeCount. Tell us how do you go about choosing somebody? Because, you know, some of my clients have said I have bad experiences with advisors, or people come and want me to invest in things and then I've lost money. And so I'm scared. I have a lot of people who won't invest in anything if it's not insured by the U.S. government.
Almost everybody's calling themselves a financial advisor.
Okay, so how do you know the difference?
The difference is that the financial advisor must have the proper credentials, number one. They must have passed an examination.
Are we talking about? What are we talking about?
It could be several. The one that I am more partial to, and what the Wall Street Journal and most of the financial talking heads believe, that the certified financial planner is the best financial planning designation that you could get.
Okay, so the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That is excellent. It is.
And then, but then see, if you talk to somebody who's in the insurance industry, you got the CHFC, the Chartered Financial Consultant. They'll
okay.
tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the key is do not do business with or do not choose anyone who's not regulated by
okay.
some organization or somebody.
Okay.
Because it is it's too tempting for that person to give you any kind of advice because if something goes wrong, you got nobody to go up against.
I see.
And
so,
even if you catch the people or you find out that they are the wrong type of advisor and they took your money, you got involved with a scam, even if those people go to jail, you don't get your money back.
You don't get your money back. Right, right, right.
You know it from law, from bankruptcy
yeah.
law. That doesn't get, you know, the man can go away for 100 years, but you still won't get your money back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have to do your vetting or your investigation of your financial advisor before you give the person the money.
Can you tell people briefly about FINRA?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tell because a lot of people don't realize that you can check financial advisors out. What is FINRA and where do you find that information?
Well, all of the information you can really find out on the web, number one. But FINRA is the Financial Industry Regulatory Financial Industry Regulatory Authority.
Okay.
You can find out what they call the broker check.
Okay.
And if you go online and you pull up FINRA. And
how are you spelling that? Spell that for us.
FINRA is FINRA.
R-A, FINRA, yes.
Yes.
Okay, uh-huh.
And that's one of the one of the groups that...
And every regulated advisor is listed there, isn't that correct?
The broker check will
right.
allow you, if they have anything
uh-huh.
bad on their record, number
okay,
one.
Okay, so FINRA.org, yes, Stacy's pulled it up already.
Mm-hmm.
Could you post that, Stacy, please, for me? Okay, so you go there, and you can actually go to broker check, and you can look up the person that you are considering investing with. Is that correct?
Yes, if they had any type of problems before in their past, if they've been investigated for things, even if they were cleared, if they've been investigated for things, you should be able to find it through the broker check.
Okay, good. That's good advice.
That's the first thing you need to do. Now, you got several others now. You got SEC,
mm-hmm,
Securities
mm-hmm.
and Exchange Commission,
mm-hmm.
you could check with.
Okay.
And then you can go to the organizations. Like if you're a CFP,
uh-huh.
The CFP, in order to be a member, in order to be a card-carrying member of the CFP, they've already done all the investigation of everybody who is a member.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they could tell you.
Okay. If there have been any complaints or anything.
If there have been any complaints.
Okay.
Because if it's been too bad, they could not be a member. They would be removed.
All right. Very good.
And
very
then
good.
You got the other one. It's called the State Securities Commission or Division. It's
okay.
Division.
Uh-huh.
For instance, if you want to be a registered investment advisor, which is I would look for if you're going to invest, a registered investment advisor has a legal responsibility
uh-huh.
to adhere to what they call the fiduciary rule.
Yes, yes.
Which puts the client first.
Uh-huh.
And not your situation, which may be that if you're broke, all you got to do is see if it's suitable for a person, but not necessarily what's best for the client.
Right, right.
Now, I've always believed that you should, since I've been practicing, that you always put the client first anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
I know, but I marvel at the fact that they're now coming to the fruition that's what you're supposed to do.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the registered investment advisor has to do these kind of things.
I see.
And if you don't, all you got to do is pick up, if he or she doesn't do it,
uh-huh.
you can pick up the phone and put him out of business almost overnight just by reporting them.
I see.
If something is wrong. So
if
you
something
check
is
all
wrong.
These things out.
Okay.
The last thing is that, and it's most important, I call Ethel Mitchell.
What? No, wait a minute now.
You can direct, by the way, Ethel, congratulations, because you're a CFP too, although you don't practice.
No, I don't practice financial planning now,
I know,
but I do.
But you know what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's as
yeah.
hard as law school. It really was.
And you
I learned so
people,
much.
You can direct people as to which direction they should go into and also what questions you should ask them.
Should ask people, yeah.
You can do all that, but because if they just listen to your program, they'll get a lot of this stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, LeCount. We'll be right back. We have to take one more break, and we'll be right back.
1450 WOL.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Psst. Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and we're talking with Mr. LeCount Davis, CFP. LeCount, during the break, we got an inquiry on Facebook asking, when you start working with a financial advisor, how do you keep checking up on them? How do you keep knowing that they're – how do you evaluate how good they are?
Again, if they're regulated, if they, let's assume that your financial advisor is a financial planner and he's a member of FPA, Financial Planning Association, or the CFP, Board of Standards. You can always check with them to see how they're continuing to do their work. They're supposed to have continuing education, number one.
Uh-huh.
And two, they got to stay, they have an ethics, they have ethic requirements that they have to adhere to. Those are things that you can check on. But if you're talking about checking according to their performance as well.
Yeah,
as
how do you evaluate them once they're starting to work with you? What are things you should be looking for when you're working with someone?
Well, as a state registered investment advisor, which I am, you got to give a brochure as to how you practice and what you do. but mm-hmm. it doesn't tell you, it doesn't measure your performance as far as whether they're good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
things have to be judged by what we call benchmarks.
I see.
And you measure investment performance against benchmark.
Such what, as?
If the market is going south, don't hop on the fact that your advisor didn't make you a lot of money because the market had gone south.
I see. Okay.
But what you got to do is get personal about your evaluation. You have to say what it means for me. So forget about what you see on what the media may say
uh-huh.
or what the talking heads may say. How does it affect me?
Good. And that's and you should be able to talk to your advisor and say, hey, look, this is what's happening in my portfolio. Do you recommend people really look at their portfolio every month, at their statements every month, and then if they have a question, call up the advisor and meet with them? Because some advisors are more accessible than others.
That's the bedrock of my profession. By the way, you have to be accessible to your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they call.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger the advisor may be, like a big firm, like a big Wall Street firm, they're not structured
mm.
to deal with every call that comes in because they got thousands of customers. So you don't get that individual attention.
But you
got to be personal. I don't want to do business with anyone that I can't reach if
mm-hmm.
I got a question
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
my money.
Right.
And I don't care how simple it may sound to them, but it's not simple to me. It's very important to me.
Right. So you have a right to ask whatever question you want about your money.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could start, ideally you should check with your advisor on
uh-huh.
a regular basis, which could be every quarter,
uh-huh.
semi-annually, and mm-hmm. definitely once a year.
Once a year, okay.
Definitely
and more often if you want.
Well, I'm saying it could be if the... Suppose somebody was in the marketplace Friday,
mm-hmm.
and when you have a 300-point drop in the Dow.
Yeah, that's Friday, right, just this
you
week.
You may get on the phone and say, look, what's happening?
What's going on?
What, you know, what should I do? So you should be able to at least have a telephone conversation with them, and they would try. Your good advisor would tell you that you don't panic because of what happened Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
If you had something that your goal was, your time horizon was tomorrow, you shouldn't have been in the investment in the first place. You should have gotten out of it before then. It's
mm-hmm.
a short-term investment.
Mm-hmm.
But before we run out of time...
yes, please, because the time is going. Yes.
Yeah, I know. We want to talk about the importance of talking to your children and getting your children involved.
Okay, talk to us about that, please.
And finances.
Yes.
And one of the things I've been telling my clients to do... And a lot of times the grandparents are investing for the grandchildren. They're not
right.
investing for their children. Their children,
children are grown.
They're gone, they're grown, and they're making their own money.
Uh-huh.
But they know they're going to be facing this big debt as far as education costs is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you start them out in what I call a hybrid 401k plan. Is that
children?
You tell them, yes.
Okay.
What you do, open up an account for them at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Open up an account and have joint signatures, your signature, the parent's signature and the child's signature.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the child decide what they want, what their goals are. It may be something very short term that they want to buy electronic equipment or they're going to have to pay for some books or something.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that every dollar that they save as they earn money, that you would match it.
Okay.
And it'd be like you would, if they have an allowance, you would increase their allowance, but it would go into this bank account.
Uh-huh.
And then the two of you would sit down and then talk about how it grows, and we talk about compounding interest, and it's teaching them about the financing.
Right.
About finances.
Right,
but
right.
But most importantly is putting them in the habit of investing in savings.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's one of the things you're going to do. And don't be afraid to talk to them about finance. You don't have to tell them how much you make and you know, but you got to tell them how it's proper and what you should be doing.
Right, right, right. I remember years ago when they had saving passbooks.
Yes.
You know, they used to, like I did this with my kids, they'd have their own little passbook, and they'd get their allowance, and they had to take, every week we'd go to the bank and put a certain amount in that book, and they could watch it grow, which
that's
was kind of
right.
nice.
That's
or
right.
even just a mason jar. You
yeah,
know, years
yeah.
ago they used to have piggy banks,
yes,
and
yes.
you'd put like quarters in every month or whatever, and then when you got a certain amount, you take that to the bank,
yes.
you know?
That's what you do. That's the way that's the way you should do it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get that in before you closed out.
Yeah. That's important for our children to know, and for the generations to come. It really is.
And I also think that all the reason why we started the family financial literacy ministry at Mount Calvary, I think churches should get involved with this.
Yes.
I think churches, and we give, and you've spoken to several of my presentations at Mount Calvary.
Yeah.
They get pro bono advice from that. There's no selling of any services or anything at those sessions.
No, it's just advice.
It's just advice.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have the money right now to retain a financial advisor, they can at least come and find out what they should do to get to the point of hiring a financial advisor.
Right.
Whatever it may be. And so that's free.
Yes.
But not to come and take advantage of that or not to listen to your program, that doesn't make sense to me because this is free information.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much, LeCount, for sharing with us. Is there something that you want to finish up with? Because we're going to have to go very shortly, because you have been just a real resource. This program has been great. I think you've given us all really good information. What would be your kind of final words to my audience in terms of dealing with their finances?
Well, one of the things is to prepare a financial plan before you start investing.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the things you must do because your financial plan tells you how to invest and what to invest in, not specifically what stock to buy, but as to whether you should go into securities or bonds or a savings account or money market account. It'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And take advantage of all of the pro bono services. Even FPA, the Financial Planning Association, has pro bono advisors who have signed up to come to you.
Right. Very good.
That you could go to those.
Okay.
And again, I want all
free stuff. All churches. right. And I give a lot of free seminars too. Always going to churches and speaking. In fact, I'm going to one in Clinton on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So please, thank you so much for coming on, LeCount. We've been working on this for quite some time, and I really appreciate it because you are a wealth of information.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Ethel, and for you, who is my legal advisor.
Yes.
So I appreciate that very, very, very much.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Go to lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com to hear this program. It should be up by Tuesday or Wednesday. And tune in next week. We will have another program, which should be very, very good. I'm working on. If you have any questions, you can give me a call at 202-772-1988. I'm quite willing to come to your churches and speak. And be a resource for you as well. Have a good week, and we will talk with you next week. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. We're signing off. Goodbye.
Yeah, he's good. 1450 WOL.
You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's
202-772-1988.
Come on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they?
talent worth knowing about, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA
Man,
matchup.
Nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving.
So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner. Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.